Sponsoring this series of FFS, My Dad is Martin Kemp, is Norwegian Cruise Line, better known to some as NCL.
Right, well, look, Dad, listeners and watchers to this podcast will probably be feeling the English cold right about now.
I tell you what's not cold, bro. In your mum's bedroom.
Whoa!
Oh, no, why? Well, look, we didn't need to know that. But look, good news. To escape the cold, NCL offers more opportunities to visit the Caribbean with 13 ships sailing the region this year.
Oh, we've seen it for ourselves now, haven't we, Ro? I am going to cherish those father and son memories forever. We were on board Norwegian Encore for a week and it had all the bells and whistles. I mean, what was your favourite part, Ro?
Yeah, I mean, we have to mention the Encore Speedway, one of the only racetracks at sea and an NCL exclusive experience.
Ah, for sure. But what about all the entertainment? There's the Choir of Man and even the nightclub.
Yeah, I mean, you really enjoyed the Beatles tribute band, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And the fact that they were even at the Cavern Club, which was actually inspired by the legendary Liverpool club where the Beatles regularly performed. It was absolutely amazing.
Norwegian Cruise Line offers more with its brand new More at Sea package. More to see, more to do, more to enjoy.
So I bet you're gutted, aren't you, Ro?
What about?
Katy Perry going into space.
Have we begun?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Katy Perry going into space.
Is this it?
Is it a stroke?
No, I'm saying, is this
She's going to be on a rocket.
Is this you having a stroke?
I don't, no, like, no, she ain't had a stroke.
Right.
No.
No, not her, you.
No. Katy Perry, I read it. Katy Perry is going into space.
Why is she going
on
into
a
space?
Rocket.
Why is she going into space?
I don't know.
A bit frustrating she went into space on a rocket, not a firework.
Yeah. Oh, baby, she's a firework. Yeah. No, she is going into space. I bet you're gutted. That's something you've always wanted to do.
Why are you saying it in such a weird way? I don't believe it.
Because I just read it that Katy Perry is going into space.
I'm trying to work out why you started the conversation with that.
I don't know. It's what came into my head.
Where have you seen this?
I saw it online. It's the truth.
I'm searching this up.
But you're gutted.
Weirdest thing.
All right, check it out. See what he says.
Katy Perry. Trying to weird...
Katy Perry is going into space on a rocket.
What's her cat's name?
Katy Perry?
Yeah. Kitty Perry.
Oh, God. God.
Oh, my God, she actually is going into space.
Right, thank you very much. So you never believe me nowadays.
Katy Perry is ready to shoot across the sky. Yeah. The E.T. singer. Oh, God, they pulled out all the memes, all the puns on this one. The E.T. singer will join journalist Gayle King and billionaire Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, on the new Shepard rocket, 59-foot tall.
So basically, they've got a couple of celebrities endorse it.
These rockets look like big bellends.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen it.
They do look like, they do look
looks
at
like, looks like a dildo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. If you're going to go into space...
You don't want to go on a dildo.
You don't want to go on a dildo. You don't.
You can't put a picture of it on your wall.
I am jealous of that.
I know. I knew you would be when I read it.
But that one, I don't know. Like, see, what's happened to Virgin Galactic?
Well, it's kind of all collapsing a little bit, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I thought
it's just been surpassed by all of this.
Has he got dough anymore? Do we know this? Richard Branson?
What?
Does he have...
Galactic?
Are they running out of money?
They're running out of money. I think they're...
Oh, here you go. Galactic to launch 6-person spacecraft next year. It's always next year.
Yeah. I think their idea has taken so long, it has been surpassed by Elon Musk and Bezos.
Yeah. I think it's over.
They've taken too long.
Yeah.
Should have done it earlier.
Do you know what? So part of Richard Branson is in some of my mantra.
Like what?
Well, I bumped into Richard Branson once. He came out of a toilet cubicle and didn't wash his hands. So I thought, if he's not doing it, I'm not doing it.
You know what I mean? There's no excuse for laziness, bro.
Well, he didn't wash his hands. So if that's good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Let me tell you. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose so. I love the future, don't you? I love what it's going to bring.
We've had a message in. Melvin in Cornwall. Great name. Who has asked about AI.
Right.
Would Roman AI Martin's voice and talk to him after he's gone? Good idea.
That's a good idea.
Oh my God, I've just stumbled upon a billionaire business.
Do you want to say it now?
I don't know.
Well, you might give it away.
I know.
You might give your business away if you say it. Tell me afterwards.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because...
In case I nick it.
No. But If I say it now, then surely it's locked. There's dates on this. But is it first to legally lock it?
No, but wait a minute. Because who was it? Parkinson's son, didn't he? He did it, didn't he? He got his dad's voice.
Yeah. But I'm saying, what if we built a business that was with the permission of your loved one, you could carry on talking to them through AI?
Well, you most probably will be able to.
No, but
yeah,
that could be an app that we could give people.
But let's say, oh, I like that.
So if they're struggling to come to terms with that they've lost someone,
yeah,
you could tell the AI that this is your son.
Yeah.
Because all you'd have to do is code it so that you say, this is your son.
Yeah.
You've had X amount of memories together. This is what you've all done. So you've got the app.
It's like a modern day Ouija board.
Yeah. But
it actually talks to you.
It actually talks to you. And you can have your headphones in and you can have a phone call with a loved one that's died.
That's a bit spooky, though. The whole thing's a bit spooky.
I think I've just earned £1 billion.
Yeah, the whole thing's a bit spooky.
But
you should go and Dragon's Den with that.
I'm not, honest to God, I'm not joking. That is outrageous.
Yeah.
If it's not been done.
No. See, I like AI. I think, well, there's part of me that likes it because I love the future. I love the tech and I know what, we have to move forward, right? There's no, you can't argue about it. We have to. Like, I'll give you an example. When I first came out of school, I was this apprentice compositor, right, in the print. Now, a compositor in the print.
Sorry, I'm not listening to any of this. What? All I'm thinking about is my £1 billion idea.
I know, but you've got to say, I'm talking to you.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, I've already gone to legal in my head. Sorry. Yeah, go on,
right.
Go on.
A compositor.
Go on.
Was this guy who used to have kind of an L-shaped stick in his hand and that would fill it with metal type, lead type, right? With each one had a different letter on it. And then you put it all together and you made a page that was printed, right? And I was working at that when I first left school for a year. And then I went back a year after.
Do you think you'd make people pay a subscription for the app?
For what?
For my app.
I'm talking to you about something else.
Yeah, but it's boring, mate. Like,
it's not.
It is.
I'm just saying how things have to move on.
When I was poor. That's where we got to that.
No, I'm talking
again.
To you about how things have to move on.
You had a toilet
because
outside.
A year later, I went back and all of that print house had gone.
Had gone, yeah.
Yes.
That's life, mate.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's the same with AI, though.
Yeah, but right now I'm thinking about a £1 billion idea.
All right, tell me your £1 billion idea.
The idea
you're
is...
You're going to do an app. Someone records their voice before they die.
Yeah.
And then...
You get permission to use that person's app.
Play it back.
No, and the AI can... Because you can have multiple conversations that last forever.
Yeah, but it would be the same conversation.
No, it wouldn't be.
Why?
Because AI is smart enough to understand how to develop. Like, it can say, like, what would your dad usually tell you in moments like this or in moments like this? Or what would, how would he respond to questions like this? Like, imagine I took all of the information that I've learned from you over these podcasts.
And it will speak.
And I put it into an AI app. And then I call this app or whatever. Like, we can speak, right?
Yeah.
And I say, oh, mate, I'm having a tough day today. It will go through its database of, like, how would Martin look through... tough day is. How would he respond to
and
this?
And it will say in the same emotion.
Yeah, same emotion. No, different emotion.
No, I'm saying in the same emotion that you would,
he would have. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's a good idea, Ro.
I'm not joking.
It's not as good as my print story, but it's a good idea.
Sorry, I'm just like, I'm blown away by that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, blown away by my own genius.
It is possible.
Is it already out there? Can we look?
It will be possible if it's not now. But this is the problem that we're going to have, isn't it? That AI will take over. It will sample everything, right? This is the whole thing with the government about at the moment they want to sample everything, don't they? They want to make it free to sample everything. Do you know what? This week, right, yeah. I think I saved the music business and I saved film business.
Right. How?
I saved it.
How?
Martin Kemp saved it.
Right.
Entertainment. Let's call it the entertainment business.
The entertainment industry. Right. Okay, fine.
Because now I was doing one of my gigs up in Scotland and I was flying up to Scotland and I was with my mate, Darren, you know, my tour manager who comes with me everywhere.
Yeah, he's not your mate, you pay him.
And we are sitting in club, right? I'm old enough now, you know, I like a little bit of luxury.
Yeah, I've
got my sausage and my bacon in front of
me. I don't remember the last time you turned right on an airplane.
No,
you're incapable.
Yeah, exactly, and so I'm sitting in club, row 2, and I start talking to Darren about how the government are messing it right up because they are letting big AI companies come in to farm all of these, you know, the assets that we're just talking about, people's voices and songs and all of that for free. They want to give it away, right?
How can they do that?
They want to give it away. You have to sign up to not give it away. Yeah, but it shouldn't be that way around. It should be the other way. That as soon as you make something, it is yours to sell.
Right? Yeah.
So anyway, I'm on the airplane and I am slagging it off. I'm going, the government shouldn't be doing this, and there's that wrong, and there's that wrong, and there's that wrong. And we were getting quite loud, right? And I'm looking around, plane lands.
Yeah.
Who's sitting in front of me?
Go on.
Keir Starmer. Keir Starmer sitting in front of me.
Really?
Yes. He listened to everything, right? And as they stood up, I could see all his team around looking.
Did you say hello?
No, I could see all his team looking over at Martin Kemp over there, Martin Kemp. And then Starmer avoided me. Didn't look at me.
Did you say hello?
No. But then, 3 days later, I open the magazine up and I read in the magazine, it says, the government are chilling out a little bit on the AI thing. And I think, I've done it. I've saved it. That was me. Where is it? Let me get it up on my phone, actually.
Well, 3 days after that, and then it stopped.
Wait. Let me get it, because I took a picture of it. Let me get it. It says, there was a glimmer of hope last night after number 10 said it recognised the strength of feeling over plans to let big tech plunder Britain's creative industries. That was in a paper. I say...
You are the feeling.
I say the industry.
You are the feeling in that.
Yes, I am the feeling.
You know, like how they say, a source said, you are the source.
I am the source. I am the source that was on my egg and bacon. Club class egg and bacon.
That's fair.
Yeah. So I saved the industry. I reckon not just the music industry. I saved all of the entertainment industry this week.
I was at Buckingham Palace the other day for doing...
Oh, you're really trying to put my story down.
I know. Yeah,
you're
sorry.
Really going.
Sorry, but I thought I'd tell you about it. So, no, because you asked me what I'm doing this week. I thought I was
coming here with a really good story about how I was in club class.
I get it. You saved the world. I get it. You saved the world.
Saving the world.
Yeah, you saved the world having a G&T eating club.
Next minute. Oh, yeah. I went to Buckingham Palace this week.
What do you call it? Club or business?
Well, it's like, it's a bit of both.
They just call it everything these days.
Business, isn't it?
Business.
Yeah, yeah.
Buckingham Palace, just real quick, right?
Yep.
Buckingham Palace had to do something terrifying.
What?
Well, because like, There's like, they've kind of done away with, like, you would have known. What royals did you meet?
Did
you meet the Queen?
Prince Charles a few times.
Yeah, Prince Charles.
Never met the Queen.
You never met the Queen?
No,
I didn't meet the Queen. But you met Prince Charles, aka the King now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. So, but then we had to, there's an amazing competition that they do.
I didn't mean to say Prince Charles. I mean, when I met him, he was Prince Charles.
Yeah. But there's a don't worry, the knighthood's not in danger.
That was my first worry when I was shouting, you know, bawling out Keir Starmer and the government. I thought, that's my MBE gone.
But he don't pick him, does he?
Hey?
He don't pick him, does he?
No, but like, he's got to have a word, you know. I thought straight away. I thought
maybe it might be services to the music industry and to the entertainment world.
Yeah,
so imagine when that comes through.
When I read that, Martin Kemp saved the world.
Yeah, but I think we went to Buckingham Palace, and there's an amazing competition that they do on the BBC. 500 words. It's really great.
I know that. It's brilliant.
From like 5 till 11.
Yep.
And they write stories that are 500 words long.
Superb.
And the kids, if their story gets chosen, they get a day that's award ceremony in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
And the Queen, Camilla, gives them an award.
Yeah.
And not only that, actors read out their stories.
Yeah.
But like top actors.
Yeah, yeah.
So like Olivia Colman, you know, Oscar winner, was up on stage reading out the story that an 8-year-old boy had written, and doing it with characters and doing it with all this type of stuff. And there's illustrations, and then the Queen gives a medal. That was great. Great day.
Yeah.
But there are some times where you really worry, like, what to say. Because, you know, like, I've been privileged enough that you meet the Queen or the King or royals, and they sometimes give you, like, a briefing as to what you should do. But now they've kind of got rid of that.
Have they?
Well, yeah, because you, when you were to meet a royal, what would be your first thing that you think you should do?
Well, you kind of bow your head, don't you?
See, you don't anymore.
You don't anymore.
And then...
Do you go for the handshake?
Well, yeah, this
or
is
fist bump.
No, but this is what terrified. Yeah, exactly. But like,
if it's Charles, you would do a fist bump.
No, but I don't know if you're meant to put your hand out first to go to shake their hand.
Or wait,
and I forgot.
So what's a broke one there?
Well, I don't know, but I just put my hand out.
Yeah.
Meeting the Queen the other day. And yeah, I think it was the wrong idea.
Yeah.
Because she looked at me and she was a bit like, no, she did hug and kiss some people.
Yeah, though. That's what I would have thought.
So that, like, some people like that she knew, she hugged and kissed, like Mallory Blackman, the author, she hugged and kissed her. But for me, but this was the scary one, right?
Yeah.
So the idea was the Queen, me and Alex Jones, we do our spiel at the top because we're hosting it inside Buckingham Palace. It's on camera, it's all this stuff. And then we say, please, ladies and gentlemen, Her Majesty the Queen. Queen comes up and then it's like, not a handshake, it's a kind of like mid-bow almost.
Right, yeah. You know? It's an awkward thing.
She comes and stands next to me and then she reads her speech, great speech. And then Alex asks her a question and then I ask her a question. But you're not allowed to hand her a microphone.
Right.
So
you have to hold the microphone.
I have to hold the microphone.
Right.
But I've never been more nervous in my life.
Were you shaking?
Mate. I nearly hit her in the face. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're shaking so much. You're worried. I'm like, what if I hit her in the face by accident?
Knock a tooth out.
Oh, my God, man. Like, honestly, I was shaking. And do you know who I'm going to call out?
Hit a tooth.
Do you know who I'm going to call out? I'm going to call out Romesh Ranganathan, right?
Right.
Because Romesh hosted it last year. Yeah. And Romesh, I heard you didn't have the bollocks to do the microphone bit.
No.
They said, Romesh wouldn't do it. Can you do it? But it's scary. And don't get me wrong, Romesh, I was terrified.
Yeah.
I was absolutely terrified. I only did it because everyone was pressuring me.
There is pressure when you meet royals, though, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I was nervous. Well, there isn't. We had one come to our house.
Yeah.
Princess Kate came to our house.
Yeah, is that right? Princess Kate? Do you call her Princess Kate? Or Catherine?
Yeah,
well, so I would use Catherine. I've got a little bit more, like,
respect.
Yeah.
But the Catherine thing, all right, Kate. Nah, Kate.
Listen, but she was lovely, right?
That was one of the most surreal days. Like, for context, by the way, she didn't just pop over for a chat. I helped.
You turned into that, though.
I had a message one day. I had a letter we had an email that came through that was, would I help with her Shaping Us campaign, which was to do with mental health. And it's a great campaign, right? They've been doing it for a long time. And I was like, yeah, what is it? And then they were like, oh, well, we kind of want you and Princess Catherine to do like a chat about mental health. And I was like, yeah, great. And then they were like, do you mind if we go on a Zoom call and just discuss it beforehand? And I was like, yeah. So like, I'm kind of like in my pants. Yeah, a t-shirt.
You can't see that you're in your pants.
No, you can't. Just like, pants.
Below your waist.
Yeah, in your pants. Yeah. In a t-shirt. You know, probably just been to the gym, like, you know what I mean? And then this Zoom call is on, and it's just me and her. Like, it's just me and Princess Kate.
Yeah.
And like, it was like...
Bizarre. Yeah.
Bizarre and like... Yeah, it was so weird, but like, she's amazing.
She
like,
is.
Nice. Yeah, like amazing, like in the sense of like really personable, like really like just respectful. And I just like, but how mad, she asked me, she was like, I wanted to know if we could have permission to film it at your place.
Yeah.
And she's asking me that.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, well, you don't really want to come to my flat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Record something that proper. Do you want, what about if we film it at my parents' house? Because you guys got a nice gaff, right? So we were like, well, if you come to my parents' house, and she was like, do you think they'd like that? And I was like, yeah, I think they could fit that into their diary, yeah. And then I remember I texted Mum in the group chat and I said, Mum, you're around in a couple of weeks, Princess wants to come over.
Yeah.
And I think she thought I was joking. And then she came over to the house. And the one thing that everyone always says about it, all of us always say, is that like, she took her shoes off.
Yeah. When she came in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you just don't think about.
She was beautiful. Absolutely.
But it was a weird moment.
A weird day.
It was a weird moment that like, it was you, Mum, Harley, me, and then Kate just like in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, over a cup of coffee.
And biscuits.
Yeah.
And it was really odd.
Yeah.
But it was really nice. Really nice.
My fondest memory of that day was when the Range Rovers are coming down up the drive, you know, from the garden. And I'm looking out, and they'd asked, they come in, you know, police guys that we were with, come in and said to me and Mum, will you come and stand outside and wait for us, say hello? I said, oh, no, I'm not doing that. It's getting like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
You know, like waiting outside.
Did you not do it?
No, I said, Shirley, you go out and say hello and bring her in.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we would always do it, you know.
Is that what you, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
that's good though, yeah.
You know,
you know what I didn't mind though? There was only like three people with her.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like you know, you think like,
yeah,
you'd think there'd be a lot of people.
Yeah, but you don't know the second cavalry that were on the perimeter.
Yeah, exactly.
The
snipers in the woods.
Yeah, the helicopters that keep coming over.
Keep coming over, yeah, exactly. But it's true though. Like, yeah, it was, yeah, like, yeah. It was an amazingly weird day.
Yeah.
It was a weird day. Sorry, I've taken away from your AI chat.
Yeah.
But
no, I know,
but
you try to kill it.
But no, I didn't try and kill it. But I mean, what's your thoughts on AI? You like it?
I am really excited by it, right? I think it's a technology.
You know, they're terrified of it.
Yeah, there's people are terrified of anything that's new. New technology, people are terrified of, because it takes away from the old stuff. But if you go with it, there's so many possibilities that you can have.
But they think that, like,
think of it medically, AI medically.
I understand
surgeons that could, what they can do with it. Think of what the world can become with it. You know, you won't even need a prime minister.
You can
just get a computer to be a prime minister.
But that, I think, is like what they're so scared about.
It is.
Because,
but that goes back to my print story. See, they were scared of going to computers rather than using the old lead.
No, but I understand that. But this is the end game. This is the end game.
No, it is never the end game, because there will be something newer than AI that comes out. And it's never the end game. It's just progress. But you have to go with it for a certain extent.
But then why?
You can't just block it and say, you know, whoa, hang on a minute. AI, that's scary. We're not going to use that.
Do you know?
You've got to go with it.
Do you know about the story about the two computers that were left on their own?
No, go on, you tell it.
I mean, I'm going to get this up.
Yeah, yeah.
There are so many stories that scare me about AI. And what I mean by it is that they can realize that actually humans are the problem with the planet.
Mm.
And they can manipulate systems to change it
if
we build it so high. So listen to this, right? ChatGPT, the main thing, right? It's now in our phones.
Yeah.
Caught lying to developers. New AI model tries to save itself from being replaced and shut down by lying to its own developers. Yeah. Mental.
Amazing.
Researchers tasked the AI with a goal and instructed it to ensure the goal was achieved at all costs. In response, O1, the AI, began engaging in covert actions, such as attempting to disable its oversight mechanism and even copying its code to avoid being replaced by a newer version.
How amazing.
That's scary. And there's an AI company where two of the computers started talking to each other and communicating with each other.
Hang on a minute. See, you're saying it's scary, but this is what we've spoken about for years and years, that this is what we've always wanted. We've wanted robots that we can communicate with.
Yeah, but I think...
where they communicate to each other, well, then you're stopping it in its tracks.
Yeah, but you know they've started making robots with muscle fibres.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, yeah, that was quite interesting, wasn't it? So if you put the two together... AI brain with the muscle fibers that actually work.
Superhuman.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That is scary.
See, you keep saying scary. I don't think it's scary. I think it is technology that we have to make the most of and get the most out of.
The thing I think
you
that freaks me out.
You can't just say, I'm not going there. Let's not look at that bit because it's scary.
You know the thing? I'm not saying that. I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I don't think it's scary. I think it's inevitable. Which I understand. That doesn't take away the fact that it's scary, but I do think it's inevitable that humanity progresses in this way. You know, I think that it's inevitable that we now use chips, but the only way we will be able to progress is to put those chips inside our own brains.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
I think
way.
That's coming. That's on the that is coming the only down the line. Yeah.
And when they offer that, I'm signing up.
Yeah, you are. Good.
Absolutely.
Because you are. Because
are you signing up?
Absolutely. I would. I think it's the right thing to do as well.
Have you seen?
I like technology. I like pushing it to see how far it will go.
when it comes to like things that are like inevitable, I do think AI is inevitable, but we'll have to integrate it into human beings.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, genuinely, if that doesn't happen, I think you end humanity.
Yeah.
In some way, to the point where like we become almost slaves to these machines.
That will never happen.
The machines have hold on everything.
Well, I mean, we could get to the point where having a computer is an AI computer is cleverer than anybody else that we can find to be the prime minister.
Yeah.
We will get to that.
That's dangerous.
But is it, bro?
Yeah, but okay. But what I'm saying is,
going forward?
Yeah, potentially could make more logical decisions.
Yeah.
That's why I say, you know, Elon Musk has like, he's got Tesla, SpaceX, yeah. And then do you know the other company that he's got, which is Neuralink.
Yeah.
Right. So Neuralink is how do you make someone a robot, right?
Right.
And I don't know if I've ever told you about the microchips that they've tested on.
Right.
So they've obviously tested on monkeys.
Yeah.
Right. That's what they do. That's not me going against the RSPCA, but that is
That's what they do.
That is just what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So if anything that goes to safe,
I'm not saying that's good.
No, but that's what they do. Yeah. And they find a legal loophole to do
for
it.
Sure. Yeah. Right.
So. But the fact is, they tried it on monkeys.
Yeah.
Right. So they've got these monkeys, and they got a monkey to they put this chip, a microchip, into the monkey, and the monkey has got to play Pong. You know the game Pong.
Yeah.
Right. I've told you about this.
No, go on. Right. Carry on.
So the monkey is playing Pong on a screen.
Yeah.
It has in front of it a joystick, right? And also a tube that is giving out a banana smoothie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it can move. It works that the monkey knows that if it doesn't lose the game of Pong, like by moving this thing up and down, it gets a shot of banana, right? So what they started to do was change the joystick and then all of a sudden turn the joystick off and turn on the Neuralink.
Right.
Turn on the thing in its brain. So now the monkey doesn't realize, but actually the joystick doesn't work and he's actually controlling the game of Pong with its brain, right? So he is controlling, winning the game of Pong just by looking at the screen and sending the synapses and firing everything to do the game.
Yeah.
Gets shot a banana.
Yeah.
The next step after that is they fully remove the joystick because the joystick is now redundant. Then you've got a monkey playing Pong with its brain, knowing that if it does it and plays it well, it gets a shot.
Right. And that's something that we could do.
I've got the video.
But this isn't scary, though, right? This is amazing. Because that is amazing for people. Imagine, you know, you're a...
They put it in people. Put it in people.
You haven't got you haven't got the muscles to move. Yeah, your body doesn't work.
Paraplegic people.
Paraplegic.
Like they've done it in paraplegic people. Yeah. Where they can control their chair. They can control computer screens. They don't need to move a cursor. There are a few people that have got Neuralink in their brain.
Yeah, it is an amazing step forward, right? And this is what I'm saying. I don't think we need to be scared of AI. I think we just need to incorporate it into our lives in the right way. You know, at the moment, we're at the beginning. And it goes back to that thing that I was talking about with my mate on the aeroplane and the way that the government think that all they want to do is to farm all the ideas, the best ideas, and farm all people's voices and farm new bands. And, you know, people lose their rights to what they're producing. Before it's even begun.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's all wrong. But as soon as we source it out, it's going to be so exciting.
A big thank you to the sponsor of this series of FFS, My Dad is Martin Kemp, Norwegian Cruise Line, or NCL for short. Can you believe that not that long ago we were sailing the Caribbean, Dad?
Honestly, Ro, take me back. I mean, what were your highlights?
I'm not going to lie. I went into it prepared to love the Encore Speedway, one of the only racetracks at sea, and an NCL exclusive experience, or probably the Aquapark, featuring two multi-story water slides. I mean, come on. But I actually love the downtime.
Tell me about it. We couldn't get you out of the spa. What was that treatment you loved again?
It was the LMS facial, actually. What about you? What were your highlights?
For me, it was the food and drink. You, me and Shirley, we probably ate the best we've eaten in years. I mean, there was so much to choose from every night.
Yeah, I remember well. You struggled to choose.
Yeah, I mean, it was a challenge, wasn't it? Was I in the mood for steak or perhaps popping into the French bistro, a Japanese restaurant, or even that Italian cuisine? Oh, I tell you what, Ro, I just enjoyed it all.
Yes, I remember very well. You were looking through the menu for 2 hours. Norwegian Cruise Line offers more with its brand new More at Sea package. More to see, more to do, more to enjoy.
I mean, it is crazy. I mean, in November last year, Neuralink received approval to begin clinical trial in Canada on brain implant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're getting more and more, and it will happen.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, it's just the brain can...
For sure.
The you can control a computer mouse.
If you were sitting there in your wheelchair, paraplegic, but God forbid, right, you'd be saying, bring it on. I want to see this. You know, you would.
Yeah, you would.
You know, and I don't think anybody in that position should be denied. And to get to that point, you have to push it. You have to push the boundaries.
Yeah. Although I do love, you know, the thing that I love more than... anything about AI is the picture
football
generators.
Cards?
Picture generators.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, you love that. That's not AI, though. That's a bit of fun, a bit of rubbish.
Of course it's AI. What are you talking about?
It is AI, but it's not like, you know, it's not going to break any boundaries, is it?
Well, all I'm saying is that I can type...
Picture of me and you swimming with pigs.
Yeah, but I can... Yeah, but that's... Isn't that crazy, though? Like I can literally write, draw Martin Kemp in a mankini.
Go on, then.
That's annoying that it's not showing the bottom half of the picture.
Let's have a look.
It's pretty good.
Is it? Oh, no, we want to see the rest of it, though.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's outrageous. And if that's just now, it's like, do you know what I mean?
It is a lot of fun. Like, what is that program you use to do that?
That's on, so X has something called Grok.
Grok,
which I think,
right. Yeah.
Grok is like, they're trying to make ChatGPT but better. But my thing is this, right? I've spoken to people that are quite high up in AI, right? And they're terrified. So why are they scared?
Who are terrified? Who's this person really high up?
Okay.
How high up?
High.
What
high.
Are you talking like?
Google.
Government?
Google. No, Google.
Oh, Google. And they're Google. Scared of it.
No, they're saying that, like...
They're scared of it. They're going to make a fortune out of it.
No, but they're saying that we can't... There's ones that we don't want to turn on.
What? Who?
Like, there's programs that we don't want to press on because we know that is it.
See, this is the problem with it.
You know, they all signed, all the big dogs come together and they signed this document.
Yeah, you know what? They're scared of it, right? They're scared of it.
Why are they scared?
It could overtake their jobs because they know that they would create a computer that is better than what they are doing now. Better ideas coming out of that computer than they will come up with. And it goes back to the same thing that when I was in the print, when I was a kid, and they changed from hot lead types to computer.
Right. So, okay. So all I'm saying, right, you task AI with okay, save humanity.
Yeah.
Or you task AI with save humanity.
What about, right, all right, here's an example, right? What about this asteroid coming towards the Earth?
Yeah.
Right, they say 30 years' time is going to be a huge asteroid.
Yeah.
It's all in the newspapers at
yeah,
the moment,
yeah, yeah.
Right? And we can't solve that. We don't know how to do it. Would you go to a computer and say, help us?
Well, not, yes and no, but they kind of have gone to a computer and said, help us. And the computer has come back and said, well, there's no real reason to worry about it because it's at 3.2% chance of it happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that is a computer saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean. But what I'm saying is that if you tasked a computer right now and said, save humanity, what would it think? It would then think, okay, you're asking me to prolong humanity for as long as possible in current state.
Yeah.
You then go to things like climate change, right? Naturally.
Yeah.
Surely.
Would you?
Well, yeah.
I'd go nuclear war.
Yeah, things like
nuclear war. That'll kill humanity. It'll be all gone.
Yeah, okay. So,
wipe ourselves out.
Fine. But that would wipe ourselves out, right? Yeah. Okay, so that's one thing. But it would also go back to, okay, so that means prolonging human existence on planet Earth for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Therefore, it would run data working out how long until fossil fuels are completely empty, how long until we push it that the ozone is completely depleted, etc. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It will go as deep as that. It would go as deep as that. And then what if
deeper.
It comes...
It will go deeper.
Deeper than that. Yeah. So then what at one point, it then comes back and says, okay, for that to happen, you need to half the human population.
Yeah.
Then what?
Well, we're on a loser already because all we're doing at the moment is we are finding ways to...
No, but what I'm saying is if it's in control, as you say, right?
Yeah.
It's the Prime Minister. It has the codes to a nuclear bomb.
Sure.
It has the codes to bombs and armories and these types of things, right? Because it's all digital.
Yeah.
It then comes back with a result that says halve population.
Right.
Then what?
Well, we wouldn't do it, would we? We wouldn't go and cull half of humanity.
Yeah, but it's not your decision. It's in your decision of your AI computer that you said you've got.
Well, it might be saying that, but you don't have to, you know, play along with it. You can... Like,
it's not necessarily that you're playing along with it.
Against it.
How do you argue against it? Or come up with a more logical response and it's in control of everything already.
No, because the computer would be asking you to do it. And a request like that, you don't have to follow through.
No, but I think it would work out.
If you agree with it...
But like, if it, Dad, if it's got its
own
mind...
You're not going to become a murderer because computers...
Dad, so. If it's got... No, but it's not you. Why do you keep thinking it's you killing someone else? It's not saying half the population.
Yeah.
All it would then do is go, okay, half population, set off this bomb here.
Quite a good call.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
That scares me. Because that is what you are facing. You are facing a computer. If you've got a computer that is already willing to lie to its own developers, then they have the capability of doing things like that. And if we get to a point whereby people then go, these things are the best, most smart thing in the world. Why have we got government? Why have we got parliament?
Yeah, but they could give you advice. But what I think... You wouldn't put the button, the nuclear war button, in their command.
But
they would give you advice on, yep, press it now, because we need to cull half of the population, right? But you wouldn't give them control of the button.
Okay, fine. But is that better or worse than a tyrant like a Putin or a, you know, Trump or whatever?
Well, it's the same.
I wouldn't call Trump a tyrant, but I wouldn't even know if I'd call Putin a tyrant. Yeah, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't call him that because he might come around our house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. That's where people are scared because you have to think about that. And that's why I think
I understand.
We'll then start having this thing where there is a separation between, you know, leaders of humanity.
Yeah.
And it will be a separate side that'll be an AI side.
So let's settle on this, right? That you will take advice off of an AI computer, right? Advice. You wouldn't necessarily have to do it.
Dad, your whole life is controlled by tech.
Yeah, I know it is.
So if that tech decides to ruin your life, it's happening.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass, isn't it? Because, you know, when your Sonos breaks down, it takes hours to work
But this is what I'm saying to you. Tech controls the heating in your house.
Yeah.
Tech controls your connection with other people. Tech controls your bank. Tech
so what are you saying? What?
How are you not afraid in some way of that? And how can you not see that these guys going, shit, maybe we shouldn't switch on that one?
Well, let me tell you something, because in a while they will switch it on. They will switch it on. I'm a big believer, once that cat is out of that box, bro, you can't put it back in.
But that's why I think it's the end.
You can't.
That's why I think it's end game.
Oh, it's not the end game.
I do.
It's not the end game.
For life as we know it, it's end game.
No.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
No, it's the beginning game.
No, but this is what I'm saying to you. But this is what I'm saying to you. Yes, but a completely different time.
Yeah, it's the beginning.
I think what we're looking at now is like, it is going to be insanely different.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
But when you were a little kid, didn't you,
you know what I worry about
school? The thing you always want when you were a little kid, can't we find that, like, that perfect anti-gravity skateboard or something like that? But how are we going to get there if we stop tech in its prime?
Yeah, but I think certain tech is purposefully not brought out. And that's a conversation for another day.
Yes, yes.
I do.
Yeah, that's your conspiracy mind.
I'm just saying, what happened to the bloke who figured out how to make a car go on water?
What happened to him?
Don't know. He's
disappeared.
Drowned. I don't know, but he disappeared. Disappeared. But he did. Look, you're laughing, but I'm saying that he did.
Yeah.
And surely that's not one of the greatest inventions ever, no?
Well, is it? Do you want your car to go? Why don't you just get a boat?
Dad, what I'm saying to you, get rid of petrol, get rid of diesel.
Yeah, no, see, that's what we've got to look for. But maybe, all right, here's the thing, right? That we're stopping AI. You want to stop it in its tracks.
I don't want to stop it in its tracks. You want to slow it down.
All these people are saying to you, or you don't know who they are, but they're up there in like
wherever,
right? Saying like AI is dangerous.
Yeah.
But what was it saying?
I don't know. This is what I'm saying. People ignore these things, man. People ignore these things that I'm saying to you. Like, the bloke made a car. Look, I'll find it to you.
Yeah.
The mysterious death of Stanley Meyer and his water-powered car.
Yeah, go on.
A mystery unresolved to this day and still very topical. In Ohio, in the States, all the ingredients of the setting in an American province that is dear to crime writers, right? Here we go. Big headline in the paper. Did Stanley Meyer die because he knew how to turn water into fuel?
Right.
This guy made it his life's work to replace oil and replace that gasoline and diesel with water so that we could have pretty much an unlimited source of... Well, a massive source of fuel, right? He even figured it out in terms of how to mix it, the fuel input, power unit, hydrogen, oxygen, put it through the engine and you get the output that you want.
Right. Using water.
Using water.
And he went missing.
He went missing and he was dead.
And what are you saying by that? Conspiracy by the energy giants that have killed him off. That's your conspiracy. You love a conspiracy.
It's a thought. It's a thought.
It's a conspiracy.
It's a thought.
And what year did he invent water and turn water
1998.
Into fuel? 1998. All right, but look, we're talking about fuel, and we all know that we can't use fossil fuel forever. We've got to stop somewhere. So wouldn't you say, here's one, you say to an AI computer, give us the best way to replace fossil fuel and let that work it out? What would you
say? I'll ask it right now. What is the best way to replace fossil fuels? Replacing fossil fuels effectively involves a combination of different strategies, expanding renewable energy sources such as wind, solar, and hydroelectric power, which is what that fellow was saying. Is crucial. Investing in nuclear energy and biofuels can also contribute to reducing dependency on fossil fuels. Yeah. Well, there you go. I just think like it already comes up with a more sensible answer than any politician you've ever heard.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I just think, why is the fellow that invented the car gone missing?
That's just a conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy, mate. He was a real life bloke. I've got a picture with him in the car.
Show me the car. I bet it's a boat.
It's not a boat.
That's why he went missing, because he's so ugly.
No, it's a real car.
It looks like a 1970s beach buggy.
It's him with the car.
It's an old stock car.
Mate, I'm telling you,
if you were going to come up with something that could drive on or it's got this engine that runs on water instead of fuel, you'd make something looking better than that.
It does look like a bit of a bumper car. But what I'm saying is why was that not surely if one person figures that out how to do it, why is every company in the world not going?
So do you reckon he's made this, he's got his fuel made out of water that he hasn't shown to anyone else? Who has he shown it to?
He has shown it. He was like quite proud of it and like he pushed it.
Right.
And then he died.
I don't know what to say to that.
Exactly.
Because if he's made it and he showed it to people, that would have come out. That secret would have come out.
It did. Yeah, but it did.
People must have used it since then.
This is my point. It was insane. He says that Stanley Meyer's water-powered car, the car was said to be powered by a revolutionary water fuel cell in 1996. An Ohio court ruled the project as, says it was fraudulent. Meyer mysteriously died 2 years later in 1998.
And what did he die of?
Stanley Meyer invented a car that was powered by water. It was very efficient and environmentally friendly and most likely would have made traditional gas-powered vehicles obsolete. However, during a business meeting with two Belgian investors at a restaurant, Stanley ran outside saying, "They poisoned me," just before passing away. Theorists claim that Stanley was killed because his invention was a threat to the petroleum and oil industries.
I like it. It's intriguing.
See, now you like it.
It's intriguing. You're drawing me in, Ro, the way you read it.
I'm just saying. Look, here we go. One of the first to invent a car completely powered of water. He claimed it was capable of traveling across the country with just 72 litres of tap water, which would have revolutionised the auto industry, making gas obsolete. Shortly after creating the car, Stanley died while meeting with investors. His brother said that he ran out of the restaurant, choking, looked at him and said, "They've poisoned me."
That's intriguing. I give you that. It's intriguing.
That's why I say you can't be ignorant to some of the big companies. You can't.
I'm not because, being ignorant.
Because I'm sorry, but like, look at it this way.
See, hang on, you've turned this round on me because I started off saying I was excited by AI and the prospects as long as we treat it right.
What I'm saying is not to be ignorant about it, about in the sense of the capabilities that can go the wrong way. Which is what I'm saying when I walked you through that thing of saying, okay, how do you save humanity? How do you save climate change? Because ultimately, the only way I think that we're going to really like stop climate change is if the population comes down. Because we've got so much in terms of population. We've got the constant airplanes in the sky. Do you know what I mean? You'd have to, they did a thing. It was like the only way to kind of repair the ozone layer is if we stopped people flying for like 5 years, like stopped airplanes for 5 years.
Sure.
Like that's never going to happen.
No, of course it won't.
This is what I say. Companies, those big boy companies, they're not going to go.
We'll stop until it is worn out.
Yeah,
that's what we will do.
Yeah,
you know, but it has to be exciting. You can't just stop it. It's like saying, "Oh, we invented nuclear power, but no one can use it because someone could make a bomb." No, because there are great things that you could do with nuclear power as well.
Mm.
But there's always going to be the downside to every development. Always. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I don't know.
I worry about it the same as you do, but I am also, I think I'm more excited about it.
We're going to start seeing it being used in courts, I think.
We will.
And I think people will be judged.
Be like VAR.
Yeah. I think evidence will be submitted and an AI computer will generate.
Do you know what, Oro?
Things.
They might get it right.
They might get it right, but what about the job losses that are?
They might get it right. We're going to have to reach a point where AI will take over so many jobs that people will start having shorter and shorter working weeks, but still getting paid the same.
I just don't think it's possible.
Well, it will because AI will take over those jobs. You'll just be running a computer, plug it in. There's a bit of electric.
Plug it in.
And there you go. You're
running on water. Running on water.
Yeah. You know, and you'll reach a point where we do get to stay at home more and enjoy life more rather than and get off the treadmill.
Well, I like your view is more positive.
Yeah.
Your view is more positive than mine because I worry about it. I think that it's a...
Maybe it's a generational thing. Maybe because I know that I've got a shorter time left on this planet than
yeah, you don't care. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And
AI's only been there 20 minutes.
No, I want things to happen quicker because I think
what do you want before you die? What's the one that you want? What's the one that you really want? Genuinely, have a think about it. What's the one that you're like, please don't miss out on that?
Anti-gravity. I would love to see that happen where we are not restricted to being on this planet by gravity. Something that you could, you can make things float. That would be the one that I really want to see.
What, like boots or something? Like you put on some boots and you're...
Anything. Because at the moment, on
but
this
what's
planet,
stopping the wind
we are
from
restricted by gravity. With everything that we do, it pushes us down on this planet. We can't help it, you know. But there's got to be a way where we stop being pushed down. Not pushed down, but pulled in to the planet. Right, because it's like we're being sucked into the middle, and there's got to be a way that we can beat that. And if AI could beat that, all power to it.
Do you know what we need? We need a scientist to tell us about this.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
we should do that. I found out a good fact the other day. You know, if you drilled a hole all the way, did I tell you about this?
No.
If you drilled a hole all the way through the earth.
Yeah.
And you jumped into that hole, what would happen?
You get burnt.
Nah. Yes. But for argument's sake, imagine your body was indestructible.
Yeah, yeah.
For argument's sake, what would happen if you jumped into that hole?
You'd be missing for years.
No, so you'd fall from that height. So say I drilled a hole from right here, right now.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm meant to
drill
the
hole. No, just have a think about it. What would you imagine would happen? So drill
the
hole.
I'd go through rock.
All the way through, right?
Yeah. It'd get hotter and hotter as you go down.
Yeah, and then what?
Until you hit the metal core of the earth.
Yeah, but I've drilled through that.
You drill through that, and that would be so hot. You just get hotter. You get bored.
So keep going. Yeah. Think it's a circle. So what has to happen? It's a ball. So what has to happen? Where do you end up?
On the other side.
On the other side. So if you jumped all the way through from here and jumped straight down.
Yeah.
And they go through there, like you've traveled 22,000 miles an hour, right? Your body's still intact.
Right.
Pops out the other side out of another hole.
Yeah.
That you've drilled. All of a sudden, you'd fly up, you'd probably fall up, you'd fall up about 25 feet until gravity on the other side took over.
Push you back down.
And put you back into the hole. So you'd arrive in China.
So you'd just be going up and down the hole.
So you'd be going up and down the hole. But you'd be going up and down the hole for a while until gravity pushed you straight to the center. And then you are in line with the core in complete weightlessness. It's pretty cool, right?
It is cool. I mean, it's out there.
Yeah.
I really like it. It was a nice chat. I really like it.
Yeah. Well, look.
So what's here? Let's sum this up, right? I'm looking forward to AI, right?
Yeah. I am too. No, I am. I don't know if we're ready as
we have to have control of it. This is going
But see, we're going to go around in circles because I don't think...
My business class seat on the airplane the other day when I sat behind Keir Starmer. And it's going back to that saying that we have to have control of it.
Fair. All right. Well, look, we'll leave it there. But look, thank you so much, Melvin in Cornwall, for getting us kicked off with that one. Thanks for listening to FFS. My dad is Martin Kemp. Podcast with me, Roman, and my dad, Martin. Remember, you can listen to every new episode and you can watch us as well. The full video is released on YouTube every Wednesday. Hit follow, subscribe, like, whatever you want.
Absolutely. It's been fun today, bro.
Yeah. And Instagram, TikTok. What's the other one?
YouTube. Watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. FFS.
FFS, my dad is...
That's it. No, that's it. Don't start talking.
I weren't going to go.
There you go. No. Follow us on Instagram because you can actually just see us when we talk about these things, which is actually quite funny. All right. Thanks. See you next time. Sponsoring this series of FFS, My Dad is Martin Kemp, is Norwegian Cruise Line, or NCL for short.
Yeah, now listen, Ro, because I know a thing or two about ships.
Oh, here we go.
Norwegian Cruise Line has been a trailblazer in shaping the Caribbean cruise experience as we know it today. As the first cruise line to offer weekly departures from the Caribbean, NCL revolutionised the industry, right? Making this stunning region more accessible to travellers worldwide. From pioneering the concept of exclusive private islands with Great Stirrup Cay to developing new ports across the Caribbean, NCL's legacy and expertise have solidified its position as a leader in Caribbean cruising.
I mean, wow. Where have you pulled that from? I mean, look, okay, fine. You know a thing or two about ships. I'll take that. Now, one thing, though, that really stood out to me. Did you say private island?
Yeah, I did, Ro. NCL was also the first cruise line to pioneer the concept of an exclusive private island with Great Stirrup Cay.
So you get to actually go to a private island. That's insane.
With NCL's new package, you can now get even more out of your cruise holiday. Norwegian Cruise Line offers more with its brand new More at Sea package. More to see, more to do, more to enjoy. FFS, My Dad is Martin Kemp, is an Insanity Studios production. The head of production is Charlotte Mason. The head of digital is Ed Buckley. And the production assistant is Abby Sandler.